Well, it is awards season right now, as you know. We've had the IFTAs, we've had the BAFTAs, the Golden Globes and the Oscars. But tonight, the red carpet will be rolled out in North Cork for the Kildorrery GAA Film Awards. Local enthusiasts have created versions of seven popular movies for tonight's gala screening and awards ceremony. In doing this, they have raised more than €80,000 for their local GAA AstroTurf pitch. They have reinforced also the ties that make the village such a great place to live, and they have found some great actors in their community, as Brenda Donoghue discovered.
No, it's my field. I dug the rocks out of it with my bare hands and made a living thing of it. My only wealth is that green grass, and you want to take it from me? Well, here in the sight of God, I can't let you do that.
Kevin Gallagher, Bull McCabe in the field, you're hoping to win the Best Actor Award, is that right?
Initially, I thought I was only coming up just to something in the background, but I get offered this position of doing the Bull. So I started growing a beard and started getting serious about the thing. I didn't even recognise myself. My kids hardly knew who I was. But we had great fun doing the field, and tonight will be great because we'll see it all on television for the first time. So that should be very good.
Dennis, you're involved. What part are you playing?
Oh, I'm the auctioneer. I'm actually selling the field.
Like, the Bull McCabe is kind of in every part of the country. Fellas that farm the farms have the bit of the Bull McCabe in all of them. And, it was written in the 50s, but it's actually, it was based in the 30s, but it could be today. Because people at farm the land are linked to that. I think that's the thing I got out of doing the field anyway, you know.
Talk to me about this community here.
Well, I was born and reared here. My father was, his father and his father. It's like...
Is that a line out of the field?
No. This actually is... You never see a village like it, the way everyone bonds together, comes together, pulls together.
Now, whether we win any awards in the field, it doesn't matter. Our award was being involved in this whole project.
Good luck.
Thank you.
I've high hopes for you, Kevin.
Thank you, Brenda.
Have you ever been up to Kildare? Indeed, if you haven't, it's queer. Sure, it's only 5 miles from our Patrick. And 3 from the cross of Red Chair. And when at the cross you were landed, you see a big hill looking down. On top of that hill, bare naked and chill, stands famous Kildare Town.
My name is Tracy McNamara, and my role is Kay, the mother in The Snapper. I'm originally from North Tipperary, a place called Bursley. My husband is from a place called Labashida in Clare. So we went on Google Maps, looked at the kind of a halfway point between, I was working in Macroom at the time, and my husband was working in Clonmel. So we went on Google Maps and we found kind of North Cork might be our area. But we came to Kildare, and straight away, instantly, I think, we got a sense of the village. It was spotlessly clean. It was beautiful flowers, really well looked after. So we decided the best way to do the research was to visit the local establishments. So we met a very nice man by the name of Seamus Sheehan. I wanted to know why Tipperary team was on the wall, 2001 winning Tipperary team. And he said he had nephews called the Enrights that were on the team. And coincidentally, my own first cousin, Tommy Dunn, captained that team. So I straight away felt at home. Crossed over then to Welch's pub at the time. I met Tom and Noreen. Instantly reminded me of home. I was reared in a pub. And I said to my husband, OK, I think we might have found the place we'd like to live. Kildare is very much our home now.
Yeah. And when you say that, it's kind of emotional, really, isn't
yeah,
it? Because
totally.
It's everything, isn't it?
Totally. Yeah. Like, I suppose when you're born and bred somewhere, you always think of that as home. But for me now... I would definitely think of Kildare as my home. I would say I'm coming home, meaning I'm coming home to Kildare. And I never, ever thought I would say that about anywhere other than Bursley, where I was reared. So it is emotional. The way the community come together here is something spectacular. You'd actually have to see it to believe it. And I suppose this journey on the Film Awards is testament to that, but in a positive way. It's normally we come together when there's tragedy. And we all know that, and I've seen that. But when we come together in a positive way, so since the 28th of December, we have been socialising, literally socialising, and we have had such fun.
If you give half as good a performance at the Snapper, you're in with a shout there.
Well, actually, I'm a little bit worried about that performance, because part of my role as Kay in the Snapper is I have to slap a local lady, Rita Keating, straight across the face. And I'm very nervous about that.
Thank you very much. Best of luck. Minnie, get away from the window. If they see you.
They're hurting people, Ma. We just can't hide.
We're not part of the fight, Minnie. We need to keep our heads down. If they see you looking.
Trouble found us, Ma. It's everywhere.
Who've we got here?
Siobhan O'Reilly.
Eileen Harrington.
We're in a movie called The Resistance, which is an adaptation of The Rebellion that was showed on RTE1 a good few years ago.
Okay. There. Based on De Valera and Michael Collins.
So, and how are you finding it?
It's been brilliant. We've had the best fun. For a heavy movie, it's been the best fun.
We started with a blank canvas. So they handed us the script, with no props, no prompts, no nothing. So we had to go away. We did the most amazing research. And we've learned so much about our Irish history that we probably should have known in school. But we know all about it now. So part of it wasn't even trying to find props. We had to turn up with guns for our ambush. And the guns were, we were saying, where are we going to get guns? One of our friends was inside in a shop talking to a guy getting other costumes. And he goes, I've guns. We said, how could you have guns?
Real guns?
I said, decommissioned the real, you know, the replicas of these guns. He said, he studies all this and he collects all these items. And he said, do you want them? We goes, yeah, come on. So he arrived up with the guns and he came. And after he put his guns on the table, he became the British soldier.
Basically, if you walk by, you get a part.
Oh, absolutely. You never know who you'll find or what you'll get in a charity shop.
I have a funny feeling you're going to win Best Ensemble Performance. What do you think?
Oh, sure, listen, we're all out for it. Like.
We're
all guns blazing, as we say.
Oscar night in Kildare. 80,000 raised for the AstroTurf pitch. That's impressive. Brenda Donoghue probably heading back down the M8 as we speak to see if they have an Oscar for her.